Welcome to Minnesota Circle. I'm Hannah.
And I'm Nicole.
Minnesota is filled with incredible gems, from the beautiful north shores of Lake Superior to the locally owned coffee shops where they greet you by name.
Join us each week as we highlight all the amazing things Minnesota has to offer. We interview local entrepreneurs and inspiring individuals, share hidden travel gems, events, and more.
We believe in the power of personal narratives and have a passion for making our communities feel more connected. At the end of each episode, we will also feature a song from a local musician.
All you need to know for Minnesotans on the go. This episode is brought to you by Jillian E. Mansfelt Photography. When you're welcoming a new life, don't leave your special memories of that magical and busy time to chance. Preserve those once-in-a-lifetime milestones and moments with custom maternity and newborn and family photography by Jillian Mansfelt. She doesn't just take pictures, she creates art, telling your family's story through beautiful, natural, and timeless boutique photo sessions in her charming studio in St. Paul. For more information or to schedule your session, call Jillian E. Mansfelt Photography today at 651-273-0905. That's 651-273-0905.
Hello, we are back with another episode of the Minnesota Circle podcast. And as always, thank you for being here, whether you're walking your dogs or cleaning your house or going for a drive or just lounging around. We really appreciate you being here and continuing to listen to our episodes and learning more about incredible Minnesotans. We love to share their story. So thank you for being here. And before we get into our interview with Ben Wales, we have a couple updates on our staycation scavenger hunt and our Spread the Love drive. So first of all, if you are not familiar with our Spread the Love drive. This is running until April 30th. We have partnered with Everybody Love Everybody, which is a local husband and wife team who are just trying to help in any way possible our Minneapolis neighbors experiencing homelessness. So they have created very strong relationships, are asking, you know, what do you need, instead of assuming, you know, that we know. And they are just a huge help to our neighbors. So we have partnered with them and we are raising funds to donate, and we are also accepting items as donations. We are doing some volunteering. There are some opportunities to spread words of encouragement through coloring or notes. There's a bunch of different ways to get involved, and we are really hoping to end the next couple weeks strong and help as much as we possibly can. So I'd appreciate if you check out our website, themncircle.com, go under our community aid section and our community support, actually, and all the Spread the Love details are there, as well as the Venmos and places to drop off. And if you're wanting to just donate directly, you can Venmo us at Minnesota Circle and just write in the note for Spread the Love drive or Everybody Love Everybody, and that will go directly to the drive. So we just would really appreciate any support that we can get and be able to help out as much as possible. And then as far as our staycation scavenger hunt, this is for if you're looking for things to do. If you're feeling stuck, you think you've seen everything in Minnesota there is to offer, we have this list for you. So it is 30 different places all around Minnesota. Some are a little bit harder to find, some are a little bit more straightforward, and there's an opportunity to win prizes. So that is also on our website, right on our homepage. So check that out. And then, as you know, we end every episode of our podcast with a song from a local musician. We have John Arthur Schmidt with his song Library Land that will be playing after our interview today. So John Arthur Schmidt is a singer-songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, and recording artist currently based in the Minneapolis area. Born and raised in the rural farming community of New Germany, Minnesota, his unique sound resonates with the tones and colors of the Midwest and stems from his traditional folk roots. John's songwriting contains a penetrating quality, weaving together compelling melodies that espouse the stories being told, which are often honest portraits of his life while creating a sonic bridge between classic and modern forms of musical expression. So listen to his song Library Land after our interview with Ben Wales. And Ben Wales, we have actually spoken with his wife previously, Addie, on an interview about the Ely Log Cabin, but they are having a whole nother adventure in addition to their log cabin called the Wilderness. They are just busy, busy bees. So much going on. But we get to talk with Ben today and hear all about this new co-working space and how it's unique. And you are going to love this episode. So now it is Ben.
Hello, everyone. We have a special guest with us today. We have Ben Wales, who is actually the spouse of one of our previous podcast guests and episodes. So we're excited to have you on and share about your new endeavors that you are going through. So Ben, why don't you introduce yourself and just say a little bit about your background, and then we'll dive into the Wilderness.
Yeah, for sure. So my name's Ben Wales. Yeah, you might have met Addie before. So we're the owners of Ely Log Cabin. And in just about a month, we open the Wilderness Fitness and Co-working in Uptown Minneapolis. A little bit about my background. I've worked in the fitness industry for over 10 years. Some of that time as a group fitness instructor, and then some as a gym manager, and kind of used that experience with my business partner, Bobby, to bring this vision to life.
What made you decide to open up this unique space? So kind of, can you walk us through the steps of how you got from an idea to launching it into going forward and like, yep, let's do this?
Yeah. Have you two ever heard of the Blue Zones?
No.
No.
Okay. So there's Dan Buettner, I think is his name, and he has written a couple of different books. I think he's had some TV specials and all that. So basically, though, they go to the different places all over the world where people live the longest and typically are the happiest. And so that I took a lot of inspiration away from that, because one thing that they kept coming back to is that the environment that people are in really shape their day-to-day choices. And, you know, sometimes that's for good things and sometimes that's for bad things. And so one thing I started thinking about is, how could I create an environment that the easiest choices for people were also the best choices and the healthiest choices? So one kind of way to do that would be to incorporate fitness and health into people's regular work schedules. So I thought, well, I could combine co-working with a gym and a yoga studio and put all that together to make really easy choices for people to get a little bit healthier every day.
Yeah. So for people that don't know, what is co-working and how is your space unique or different than other co-working spaces in the city?
Sure. So co-working is a shared workspace where people can either have open seating, which is typically just like a cafe, where if you'd bring your laptop in and you want to sit down and work for a while, maybe have some snacks or coffee, there's that option. Or there's what's called dedicated desks, and that's just where you have your set desk. So maybe if you have multiple monitors, you have other stuff that you always want to leave there and you don't want to have to haul that back and forth, and you just have your set desk. And then there's also private offices, which I think is what most people are pretty familiar with when they want to rent office space, where you have your own set little room. And kind of the same thing as a dedicated desk. You can keep all your stuff there, have it nice and secure, and have a nice quiet space to work out of.
Okay. And so people, if they're interested, is this a monthly membership? Like if I want to pay to have that dedicated office space, I must be like paying into a membership? Or can I just show up one day if I want to work like here and there? Or how does it work?
Yeah, so there's day passes, which are $25, and that's all inclusive of having a place to work and then also being able to take advantage of all the yoga and fitness classes and the open gym space as well. For the monthly side of things, so yeah, there are monthly memberships for open seating or dedicated desks or private offices. And yeah, it just depends what tier you're looking for based on the pricing.
So it sounds like a really good space for just people that need a little bit of flexibility. Maybe they're working from home a few days a week or just need to kind of take a little break from the four walls of their home that they're working in all the time. So I just love that that's offered because more co-working spaces are really needed, especially now with everyone working remotely. But what makes your space so unique is just, like you said, the environment of what you're surrounded in while you're working. I've seen some of the behind the scenes videos and things that kind of what you can expect when you're there. Can you share some more about the fitness options? How is not maybe your typical gym setup, how that looks for people that are working? Are you going to have people working right out right next to you, or is it like separate spaces, or what does it all look like?
Yeah, and maybe share some of the aesthetic too, because I know you have a unique like look to the place and feel.
Yeah, for sure. So I would definitely say the fitness side of things is a little bit non-traditional. So my co-owner Bobby and myself were both previously on that TV show American Ninja Warrior. Have you ever seen that before?
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. It's a fun fact.
So we really like running obstacle courses, and we've both taught people for a long time too, you know, introduced brand new people to it. And we think it's just a really fun style of fitness. And then that's just one small part of it though. So we did want to introduce people, you know, in a really safe and encouraging and progressive environment to being able to do some very basic fun obstacles. But then also we wanted to incorporate the typical weight training and cardio. There's three different rock climbing walls in the space as well. So I think it offers a lot to people that typical gym space would not have. And then also just the way the classes are structured, I think people will find that they actually learn a lot of new skills. It's stuff that's legitimately fun to do. Like, I think this would be a perfect gym for someone who says, like, I would never want to lift a weight. I never want to do a regular fitness class. And they'd walk in and see this and be like, oh my gosh, this actually looks really fun. So the other side of that too is that kind of what you said about being a little bit different aesthetic in the space. So the name of the business is The Wilderness. And we wanted the space to, I know it's not totally possible to make a space feel like you're outdoors when you come inside, but we tried to do everything we could to bring in a bunch of green plants. A lot of the furniture is live edge wood. And then as much natural light as we could get into the space, we're trying to do that. So it's stuff that we know makes people feel better, especially during a long Minnesota winter.
Yeah, totally. Did I also see that you have some turf in there?
We do, yeah. I really wanted that. So it's 150 feet long. So it's almost half of a football field. So yeah, I know I've noticed that it's actually just fun to kind of just sit and walk around on the turf when you, like now it's been how many months since we've been able to walk barefoot on grass, like almost 6 months. So it's really nice being able to move around on it, use it for speed and agility. We have these big sleds that you can push and get lots of exercise, you know, running around back and forth on it.
Yeah. Wow. Is it also pet friendly, or did I see that wrong?
Yep, it is. Yeah. So dogs are allowed. One thing that we're trying to figure out, like, how do we keep the dogs from peeing on the turf? So if you have any ideas about that, please let us know. We're like trying to troubleshoot like what's gonna make that not a problem.
Okay, that's so funny that you said that, because I was just telling Hannah, I think there's turf in there and I wonder if those dogs are gonna pee on it.
Yeah, I don't know what the best solution is right now, but we'll figure something out.
They'll have to be like a certain dog area where they go in, like maybe like a sectioned off spot or something like that. Like,
that's a good idea. Yeah.
Or like puppy pads places or something like that. I don't know.
So I'm trying to envision this a little bit. So you have the bright space, the turf, you have, I think you have like a monkey bars to go off of, and different things kind of in the middle. And looks like, if I'm remembering right, you have some tables on each side. So are these, is that kind of like open fitness in the middle, and then you have like separate rooms for the classes, or how does that work when you walk in? Do you then schedule a class like in between of your working time, or how do you make them both work together?
Yeah, so that was a big challenge for us, is how we wanted to integrate the two together. So there's a primary fitness area that's about 4,000 square feet, and that has all the weights and cardio equipment. And then we kind of let the turf and some of the fun stuff flow a little bit into the workspace. But I think for most classes, the big garage door will be closed off for the fitness area. So we'll kind of keep the noise just in there. But one thing too is our primary fitness classes are after the regular work hours. So if it does get a little bit louder, I think most people should be done with their work day by then.
Okay. Interesting. Do you also have classes over the lunch hour, or is it just going to be more in the evening?
Yep. The plan right now is to have a quick 30-minute class that we're just calling recess during the lunch hour.
Nice. We all wish we could have recess again.
Can we like play dodgeball in the middle of the day and get all of our frustrations out?
As long as we don't like hit someone trying to work or anything, we might be able to make that work.
Okay, I guess that's fair.
That's funny. Do you want to talk a little bit about where this space is located and kind of the process of getting it up and running? I know you're not open yet, but did this space used to be something else? Have you had to do a lot of renovations? What has that looked like?
Yeah, so we were looking at different spaces all over the Twin Cities for almost a year. We started off looking primarily in Northeast Minneapolis. We felt like there's just a lot of cool spaces, and the people that lived there, I felt like it was a good fit for what we were trying to offer. But then about, I think now 6 months ago, this space in Uptown came onto our radar. And I remember our real estate people told us, well, this was a co-working space before, so maybe it could suit some of your needs. And so we found out that, there had actually been a co-working space in that location for over 7 years. So that meant when we walked in and checked it out, we're like, whoa, this has like every single thing that we were planning on building, and it has a space where we could put a gym. So the interesting thing is that it was a lot bigger than what we were expecting. It's kind of, people, every time they walk in and check out the space, like, I would have never guessed that this giant place is like walking down the stairs, like kind of hidden. We need to improve the signage for sure. Like, it's a little bit of a hidden gem right now. But yeah, when you walk in, it's a really big space that we love.
And if I remember right, there's also like a theater and some other things within that building that are close by. Is it all combined, or what's kind of around that area?
Yeah, so within that 17,000 square feet, there is a 35-person private movie theater. There's a game room that has pool and ping pong and an old arcade machine. There's a speakeasy bar that just looks super cool, and all of that was already within the space. So we're like, these are some awesome amenities for our members, and it's a really big bonus to use for us as event rental space, because we have those things, plus we have a large multi-purpose room that's all kind of sectioned off separately, so we can bring all that to anyone that would really be able to use any of those different parts for an event.
That's awesome. I'm trying to think right now, because I feel like I've been in this space before in Uptown, like this speakeasy bar. It's bringing back.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I went to a Christmas party there or something.
It's possible. We had a friend there helping us out this past weekend, and like a half hour of her being there, all of a sudden she's like, I've been to this place before, like years ago.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's so funny. I'm going to have to check it out now and like see if I can remember.
Yeah.
So when are you set to open, and do you have any like special promotions or events going on for the grand opening?
Yeah, so our grand opening is April 16th, so that's a Saturday from noon to 6 p.m. And anyone, if they do want to sign up, they can go to our website, thewildernessmn.com, and there's a big button right there to sign up for the grand opening. And then, so actually a couple days before, so on that Monday of that week, we're having just a soft launch to start to get people into the space and make sure everything's working as it should before our grand opening. And then one cool promotion that we're doing for people is if you donate a plant, an indoor plant, during the month of April, then you get a free 1 month membership, both for the co-working and the fitness side of things. So we really wanted to give everyone a chance to try it out. We feel really strongly about, you know, when people get in the space and experience what we offer, they'll want to keep coming back. So it's such a cool place that's, you know, good for people's mental and physical health.
Yeah, it sounds like such a fun kickoff event. And does the plant have to be living? Because I have some plants that haven't made it.
Well, I will say we'll take real or fake plants, because you know there's definitely spots where there's not good lighting down there that a fake plant might do a little better.
Oh, I think I should just convert it to all fake, because I try so hard and I'm just not a good good plant mom. For people that are wondering, how many spots do you have available? How many kind of office spaces or like working spaces do you have set up? Is it, can you do like a separate membership for the gym part of it compared to the co-working? Just kind of what is all involved there?
Yeah, so there's 10 private offices. There are about 20 dedicated desks. And then there's about 100 seats for the open seating. That's kind of cafe style. And then for the fitness side of things, we don't really know what the exact number, you know, what the cap is. It kind of depends too, partially on attendance for people that are members. So we'll confront that once we're starting to reach an upper limit, but it's a big space, so it can accommodate a lot of people.
Yeah. Is there any, like food on site? Do you address nutrition needs as well?
Yeah. So we don't have, you know, like a specific dietitian or nutritionist or anything. We offer healthy snacks and tea and coffee to all our co-working members. But one thing we found too that, you know, I didn't really talk about before is that as we've started to tell people about this space and market to different people and kind of put it out on social media, that it's really been a little bit of a lightning rod for people in the health and wellness community. And so a lot of people have been reaching out, either just looking at the membership options, looking to operate their business out of the space because they know, you know, they're going to find other health-minded people who want to get together and share the space.
So this just sounds so fun. I mean, I will admit I'm not a huge gym person. It can be a little intimidating, but looking at the videos that you guys share, it does look more fun. It does look like I said, like the little climbers that you go over or the monkey bars and things like that. And it just seems like a really welcoming space for people to go to and be able to get some work done. So what do you kind of envision in the future for this place as it grows? What are some of your kind of like bucket list items for things you would like to have at Wilderness?
Yeah. Oh, well, one thing before that too is, you know, what you were just bringing up. So every piece of equipment that I either made or that we got for the space, what question I'd always ask myself is, can my mom use this equipment? You know, she's 64. I hope I got that right, Mom. She's 64. And I always think, you know, can she take advantage of this in a way, you know, where it'd be beneficial to her and it's not too high of a barrier for entry. Because I know a lot of the stuff, or some stuff that you'll see on our social media, it might seem like not that approachable for everyone, especially if they haven't done a lot of exercise in their life. But every single thing that we offer has total modifications and progressions, you know, for any age and skill and ability level. And then what was the other question that you had asked?
Yeah, what are some of your dreams for the space? What do you envision in the future?
So, I wanted to make a space where people can come together, kind of do improve their, you know, their mental health, their physical health. And the more people that you get together that have that those same type of ideas and those same goals, I think the more it can build off each other. And the other thing too is we just wanted to make a space where creativity can really shine. So I think if you get in the space right away, you feel like, oh, I have all these ideas, like there's all these cool things I can do, like I feel more productive when I'm working, I feel more creative. Anytime you can get up and take a break and move around, I think there's a lot of research that shows that, you know, your creativity and your productivity gets better when you can get up and exercise and move around and share that experience with other people around you as well. We would love to, you know, bring this type of business all over the country. I think a lot of people my age and younger see the need for a workplace that prioritizes people's health. It's, to me, it's like shocking that that's not more commonplace. You know, I think we do start to see different workplaces offer, you know, some kind of yoga or meditation. Or some sort of, you know, they might collaborate with a local gym nearby or something. But yeah, to me, it just seems like the next step for people to be able to have just commonplace, you know, in their workday. So, the more that we can offer that, whether it's our business with the wilderness or any other type of business, that just bringing that daily movement to people, I think is really important.
Yeah, for sure. I think the better you feel in your body, the more productive you can be, the more work you can get done. Like you said, the more creative and innovative you are.
Yeah, even just more confident and happy too.
Yeah. So I'm thinking this is great because people have been really isolated because of the pandemic and just changes in how people work and where people work. So they can get out of the house, come into the space, have something new to look at. Are there opportunities there to like interact with people, like networking events or like community building things that you're going to offer or anything like that?
Yep, for sure. So we just hired our community manager and her background is in event management. So we're so excited. I mean, we want to get as many social events and networking events and professional development events, and definitely health and wellness too, since it falls within the sphere of what we offer to people. We'll kind of want to pack the calendar with it because to be able to offer that to our members and people in the community is such another big value to have a space that's so community oriented like this.
Yeah, I love that. And I envision it as also just a space that it can help, you know, I mean, we talk about our physical health, but I think it will help a lot with mental health being in a space that is so relaxing and feels like the outdoors, because especially as things warms up, you don't want to be inside, you don't want to be cooped up. And so having this space that kind of has that, you know, surrounded by plants and surrounded by green and things like that, I can see that being a really like positive place to work at and be able to mingle with some other people that are working from home or virtually as well. So if people are interested in signing up for one of their memberships, do they need to attend the grand opening to kind of learn more, or how do they sign up to be a part of the wilderness? And what does that look like?
Yeah, so at our grand opening, we'll be taking signups. We're just finishing up our sign-up software. So hopefully in the next week or two, people can sign up as well. If anyone does visit the website, there is the link to either sign up for the grand opening, or they can get in contact with me as well, and I'll be happy to answer any questions and get people signed up as soon as that's ready to go.
And is it, you can just kind of check it out for a day, you said, or you can do, is it month to month? Do they have to sign a contract?
Every first-time guest, we offer a free day pass. And that's true, too, with members as well. That, you know, anytime you want to bring a friend to check out the space, it's always free their first time. And then, like I mentioned, we do offer a free one-month membership to everyone who donates an indoor plant during the month of April. So we want to give people as many opportunities as possible to come see the space for themselves. I do think sometimes it's a little bit confusing to explain what the concept is to people because it's a little bit new. They're like, what do you mean there's like fitness area and you're working? And like, I'm not even totally familiar with co-working or what it is. And what does it mean that there's fitness classes going on too? So we're like, it'll all make sense if we can just get you to visit the space. That's where when you walk in or talk about it, you'll love it.
Can you tell people the website, social media, like where they can find you?
Yep, the website is thewildernessmn.com. And that's also for Instagram and Facebook. It's thewildernessmn. And yeah, we're always posting, you know, different videos and content of our build out on the space right now. How we use the space, how we see other people use the space, and anything that we can do to collaborate with any other local businesses or individuals in the community, we're all about that as well.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us. This was really fun to learn about, and I can't wait to stop in and see it.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm excited for sure.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. Looking for more ways to learn all about the incredible things Minnesota has to offer? Follow us on social media at Minnesota Circle or subscribe to our newsletter at themncircle.com.
If you wish to have a song featured on the podcast, please contact us. Loved this episode? Then subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Join us next time and enjoy the music.
I wanna go to library land. Dreams cover the walls, a place where visions start to breathe. I wanna go to library land, where the hopes inside you have a home to grow into a world of their sky and the man flows.